cautions sounded. New questions arose, such as the way in which those who were a part of the loose-knit Sabbath-keeping groups would be accepted into newly organized churches. In the issue of the Review for October 22, James White sounded a timely warning. Great caution should be used in taking members into the churches. There should be great faithfulness in the examination of persons who offer themselves as members. If we, without examination, take into our churches all who profess the Sabbath, we may find our condition worse than it now is. If the matter of organization be judiciously and faithfully managed, it may prove the means of relieving the brethren of many who are a burden and hindrance to the cause, first, in showing all the necessity of doing right, and, second, those who will not receive admonition and instruction can be left where they belong, viz., outside of the church. All should understand New Testament discipline before uniting with the church. Let those who cannot yield to the pure discipline of the Word remain outside until they can. Goats will at once wander away from the fold, but the sheep and lambs, should they be left out a while, will bleat around the fold. Ibid, October 22, 1861.
2 weeks later, J. N. Loughborough, whose name was frequently in the Review giving reports and answering questions, took up some inquiries on close points in the matter of receiving members.
You ask, how do you manage informing a church about taking in members who use tea, coffee, tobacco, and wear hoops, and some who do not believe in Sister White's visions? Ibid, November 5, 1860. Loughborough worked very closely with James and Ellen White, and White was editor of the Review, where the answers would be published. So we may be very certain there was some counseling together on these points. What appeared in print represented the mind of the three. To this question Loughborough answered. To this I simply answer, we do not take in any who use tobacco, and reject the gifts of the Spirit of God, if we know it. One of the very objects to be accomplished by church organization is to lop off these things, and only have those come together who stand in the light. To take in those who are holding on to their sins and wrongs would be to encourage the things we are seeking to remedy. You ask, what shall be done with such? Should such persons be taken into the church before they break away from these things, or should they be taken in and labored with? To both of these questions I answer, no. To take persons into the church is saying that we fully fellowship them, and to labor with them then would throw them into distraction, if it did not entirely destroy them. Better let them know the straightness of the way before taking them into the church. If they cannot stand the truth, don't bring them into the church to fill that with darkness, and perhaps in the end, with trial and confusion. As to taking in members and laboring with them, the very time to commence to labor is when their names are proposed for membership. See conference address, then if they cannot be brought to terms, it will be best to let them stand outside till they can come and write. Ibid. One cannot miss the points made by Loughborough. No one, not even those who had been united in worshiping on Sabbath with a company of believers, should be taken into the church as a member unless he or she was in full harmony with the beliefs of the church. The October 29th Review and Herald also expressed James White's concern over the peril of inexperienced individuals attempting to lead out and organizing local churches. He closed an editorial with these words. The question has been, shall we organize? That question being answered in the affirmative, the question now is, how shall we organize? Beware, brethren, of moving hastily in this matter. By hard tugging, our experienced ministers may be induced to take hold of this work, and not leave it for novices in the faith to make still greater confusion by meddling with the organization of churches. Ibid, October 29, 1860. This was followed by an in-depth article from Loughborough titled Church Discipline, which he opened by quoting, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Loughborough elaborated. At the present time when we are talking of,
making effective moves toward more permanent order in the church, it is highly important for us each to obtain the knowledge spoken of by Paul in the above text, to know how to behave ourselves in the church, to each know our proper sphere and our duty, to know our position and fill it, to know how to occupy our proper place and not meddle with that which belongs to the rulers in the church. Ibid. Loughborough wrote at length of the relation of members to church officers, of the problems of dealing with those who have never been under discipline, of some inclined to rebel against the spirit of prophecy counsels, of receiving and propagating rumors and accusations, etc.